Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. Well, it's a fine day here in San Diego, and I managed to pin down my occasional guest and sort of kind of co-host, C.J. Villanueva. And we're going to talk about this wonderful subject, fat. And so we have some interesting things about fat. The first thing I have to get off is, because I've had it pinned to my computer forever, I get these catalogs a lot. And they have these T-shirts you can order. And I love this one. I don't think I'm going to order it because I have 5,000 T-shirts. And I don't think it comes in red. But it says, did you know diet stands for did I eat that? I love that. I want that, but I don't think I want to walk around saying that.
But I don't know. I think it's a good saying.
It's a good saying. It's an American obsession. Did I eat that? People are going bonkers over eating or not eating. And one of my guests actually had a sister-in-law who died from anorexia. You know, food should not be a death sentence. It's a problem. So we either get anorexia and eat too much, we get bulimia, eat too much, and then throw it up, or we just obsess over it forever, and this is just kind of a ridiculous thing. So today we're talking about there's an app for that. You know how there's an app for everything? You just get on your little phone and you push a button and boom, there's the solution. Well, since, I don't know, I guess the 70s, because I have a girlfriend who actually had gastric bypass in the 70s. And it did not go well for her, but bless her heart, she's still here and she's still dealing with the complications. But oddly enough, my Maxie me, my twin, who's 6'2" and I'm 5'2", and we're both redheads, and we're both rockin' hot babes, aren't we? We're just adorable. We have both had a type of gastric reconstruction, and we will talk about whether we liked it or not. But there's a lot of people out there that want to have surgery for weight loss. And it, believe it or not, guys, it's not a magic pill. But let me tell you, I will have the author of this book on. It's called The Secret Life of Fat. She's amazing. I was strolling through my Mensa magazine. And if you are a Royal Smart A blank blank, if you are a Royal Smart person, you can join Mensa and you get this lovely national magazine. So I was strolling through the Mensa magazine, and there was an article about our obsession with fat. And so the lady who wrote this book, The Secret Life of Fat, she has a lot of statistics, but it's a funny book. And she said, we spend more on war on fat than we do on the war on terror. So we spent $44.7 billion was budgeted for the U.S. Homeland Security in 2014, but around $60 billion with a B was spent on fighting fat. Add another $1 billion with a B for the promise of the good life you'll have after the fat's gone. This is assuming
marketing.
That you don't put a,
God, I love this, marketing. Buy
yeah, don't you?
Buy
don't you really? This is assuming now that you don't put it back on. So does that even work? Because 78 million Americans are considered obese. Yeah. Then there's morbidly obese.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that's a lot.
Well,
that's
I think it's interesting to note that we were sold a bad bill of goods and we bought it up and we keep buying it. Can I tell you, I got to tell you something really quick. You're going to love this. My mom is diabetic. You're not going to love that. That's bad. Right? She always buys the sale candy. You know, the candy the day after any holiday that's candy.
Oh.
Yeah. So my saying to her is cheaper rat poison, Mom. Quit eating it. But something really important to note. My mom lives in Texas. She lives in a small town in Texas. I'm not going to say the name because, you know, I love my mom and I try to protect her. She says, honey, there is nothing for diabetics out here. There is nothing. And I said, what are you talking about? She goes, well, at the Walmart. That's what they call it. At the Walmart. I love it. They have just one section of diabetic goods. And I'm like, okay, Mom, wait, slow down. your body is a biological living filter, okay? You always talk about when you were younger and you lived on the farm, you didn't have that problem. That's because you ate raw foods, healthy foods, vegetables, and you exercised all day. You didn't buy a box that said sugar-free, chemically laden cookies that are going to make you fat.
Well, true.
You know, because
cows don't come in that. Grass doesn't come in that. Vegetables don't come in that. You know,
I saw a woman the other day. No kidding, at the grocery store, she dropped a head of lettuce. She picked it up and put it back because it was dirty. I started laughing. I'm like, okay, maybe because you bruised it, I guess, but it grows in the dirt, honey. Your whole natural foods are your diet foods. They don't need a package that says they're diet foods. They just are. They're good for you. Eat them.
I pretty much grow most of the stuff I eat because it tastes better.
Why I'm sitting in a West garden right now.
We have a sweet girl from Vietnam she's only been here 2 years, and so she's living with us to practice English. And so we made a salad the other day, and I had a part of a green pepper from the store, and then I brought one in from the garden. And I said, okay, taste the two. And she said, oh, stronger. And I said, yeah, the one from my backyard tastes like a green pepper. You know, the one from the store doesn't taste like a green pepper.
I wonder why.
We went to make this cucumber sandwich. It's really good. It's cucumber and dill and just a little mayonnaise, and you put it on rye bread, and it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. The cucumber from the store was so bad, we couldn't eat it. We had to throw the cucumber out. It was horrible. If you grow your own cucumbers, you know what you're getting. But this thing was terrible. I don't know what they're doing out there, but I like to grow my own things.
Yeah, but it's important to eat raw foods whenever you can. Okay, you know what I call canned vegetables? You're going to love this. Like my husband will say, well, why don't you pick up a can of green beans? Because I don't eat embalmed vegetables. There's no life force in them. They're bad for me. I don't want a canned vegetable. It's been embalmed in brine.
You know it's true.
You know it's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but there's a surgery for that. So I didn't have a gastric bypass.
But now, see, when I had mine, and it's funny because I know that you're going to tell us the process you went through. In my case, in the old days, everybody would say, because we're so bad about fat shaming. There's this thing about fat shaming. And in the old days, it was a sign of prosperity to be large because you could afford to eat. So that was
a good
thing.
No, it was a visual cue who had enough scraps to feed you.
That was a good thing, and I can't remember which president it was. I think maybe it was Taft. He was like 300 pounds. That was a good thing. But now everybody has to be a size zero, which is actually bad for you because fat actually has some properties that protect you. It helps with it regulates some hormones. It does some other things, and fat is actually good for you. It's a protective organ. It's actually an organ. Fat is an organ.
You know, I'm not pro-fat. I'm not anti-fat. I'm pro-hospice.
And
our terminal diagnosis comes with our birthday. You're born. You're going to die someday. There you go. There's your terminal diagnosis.
Yeah, nobody gets out of this life alive. We understand that.
Nobody does, right. But hospice teaches us to enjoy life and to work with what we have. Believe it or not, I know it's end of life. It's a bad time to get the message. You could have enjoyed it all your life. But what's important about that is it teaches us to love your life, love what you can do, right? And so my best diet advice, I'm going to give it early on the show instead of the last section, my best diet advice, fall in love with something physical, something that makes you get out of the house and do, away from food, fall in love with that. That's your new exercise.
For the overeaters, they're going to have to do that because after we've discussed all this and we decide whether or not you want to have this surgery, if you were an overeater and it was a habit, if you don't find something to replace that habit, you will go right back to...
You absolutely will. What got you fat in the first place wasn't really the food in most cases. Now, I know in your case, you had a lot of physical things you were born with, you know, extra...
I had an extra foot of intestine that I didn't need, so I had the original, it's called Roux-en-Y bypass, and they just took out the intestine, and when they did that, all the weight came off, so I was never an overeater, so it was never a problem. But if you were like an emotional overeater, You better get yourself to a shrink and get that fixed, or as soon as you finish with the bypass, you will go right back to emotional overeating.
Because
so you need to fix the cause. This is just
your lifestyle,
tool.
Your habits. Change your habits, change your life.
Yeah, it's a tool. It's not a magic wand. People really believe this is a magic wand. You're going to go in, have surgery, and wake up thin. No.
Yeah.
No.
If we come back from break, I'll tell you how that doesn't work.
Honestly, we got a couple minutes left, but people do need to, the first thing we got to tell you, it's a tool, not
tool.
a magic wand. But
and it's an avoidable tool.
For some of us, it is the best thing that could ever happen. I've been blind paralyzed, had 30-something surgeries, and the best thing that ever happened to me was a gastric bypass because I lost 150 pounds in one surgery, and I'm happy as a cat with catnip. But not everybody feels that way, and that's why we're having this show. And I just found out today that my bypass was one surgery, but for CJ, it was not one procedure.
I had a lap band. It was totally different.
Yeah, and I did not know that. And I actually belong to the Society of Bariatric Surgeons, but I'm not a surgeon. I'm a therapist. So when we do come back, you can tell me about how many procedures you have to do if you have the lap band. I just thought they put a rubber band on you and boom, you're good to go.
Yeah, no. No, you'll be looking at a year of needles if you need it. The lap band actually didn't work for me. And it wasn't that there was anything wrong with the lap band. It did what it was supposed to do. What didn't work for me was understanding that it was a tool and I needed to change not just my habits, because my habit was eating. I love bread. I'm gluten. I'm allergic to gluten, so that kind of screwed me up. I was living a very sedentary life and a former Marine. Hello. I used to be very active.
Yeah, I don't know how you managed to go from Marine to sedentary. That's,
And weird, right? Because and you know, I'm all legs and I'm very active and it's like I'm up early at the beach and all this other stuff. But
my legs come up to my neck, I'm not sure.
I know, it's impossible to find pants. Anyways, before all of that, the doctor said this is just a tool. This is only a tool, and I listened to all that and I'm like, yeah, it's a magic bullet tool. Give it to me. And when I got it, it's like the first before I had the surgery, I had to wait. Are we on break? Are we going to break?
We're going, but and when we get to the 32nd, I'm going to ask you the evil question. How much did it cost? We're not there yet, but keep talking. And when we hit 30 seconds, you're going to know because I'm going to say, how much did it cost? Okay,
I will tell you how much it cost me.
How much did it cost?
I have that down to the dollar.
Okay, how much? How much?
$25 and then $11 a day in the hospital. I have TRICARE Prime insurance. Hello.
Okay,
I'm military.
I have TRICARE and they did pay for we're out, I think.
We need to the real question is how much did it save me? Okay.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how much did it save you, because that's interesting. And then when we get to the final all this stuff, I'll tell you what that cost me to do mine.
You tell me next. So can we come back? You can tell us how much it cost. Okay.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the, believe it or not, because she says it didn't work for her, and we're going to find out why, the gorgeous and thin CJ Villanueva, and we're discussing our surgeries. Now, I went, I don't know if CJ started, but I started as a model when I was young, but I'm only 5'2". This lady's 6'2" in all legs, so she can be a model. I can't because I'm 5'2", and they don't like short people. Talk about discrimination. We are both thin now. We're both thin now. I'm a size 6, and I wanted to go down to a 4, and everybody's going, stop! We will talk about whether these things worked, because you said you don't believe yours worked, right?
Oh, I think mine functioned, but it didn't work like I thought it would.
Ah.
You know what I mean? It functioned. I didn't listen. So I was. It was operator error with that whole thing. But once I realized that I didn't need the tool, I was like, oh, duh.
Well, you know, I didn't go through the regular channels because I know that most of the overeaters that go into these things have to go to seminars and lose some weight first to prove that they can do it and all this stuff. Because I have the PhDs, I have 2 of them, and I know all this stuff. And so I just walked into the surgeon's office and I said, I can't take this anymore. I'm half paralyzed and you guys made me fat. I want the surgery. And he goes, okay. So I had the surgery. I didn't go through any of the pre-training. I didn't go through any of the after-training. I just had
the
surgery.
I have to say that was worth it. That was very beneficial because that was the only opportunity the surgeon and his staff have to know you as a patient, try to address a problem that they're going to cut you open and tinker in your guts with, you know, to try to fix. Now, it wasn't your guts that caused the problem. It wasn't your case, but like in a lot of obese problems, it wasn't your guts as much as it was your habits. So what they really want to do is get their patients into some sort of, you know, they want you to do a test, like a psychiatric test to see where you're coming from mentally. They want to introduce you to the idea of going to counseling or of figuring out, like I'm an INTJ type personality, so I do well without counseling, although I have had counseling and it's helped immensely. But I'm like, okay, I got it in one. Now I'm going to go home and think about it. You know?
Yeah, but you managed to outsmart it, didn't you?
Yes, thank God, with a lot of help. And I want, just for the record here, it wasn't like, oh, I woke up fat one day and decided to do a diet. It was a series that put me in to needing this. It was like, wow, I'm getting a little fat. Okay, well, I'm going to try this diet. I would lose a little weight. But then I would go back to my old habits and gain more weight.
You know, the additives and preservatives and all that other good stuff that's in food are engineered to keep you overweight, so you do have to be very careful.
I want to highly recommend to your listeners to watch 2 shows. I saw them both on Netflix. You can probably get them at the library. One is called Knives Over Forks. It is incredible. There's something about the China Project. The other show is called F*U, short for Fed Up. I think Katie Kirk is on that one. Sure.
Yeah, Knives Over Forks is great.
And TED Talks about sugar. Watch the TED Talks about sugar addiction because is more addictive than heroin. And it does cause a reaction in your body to make you fat. Have fun with that one.
Sugar will kill you. Seriously.
But I did all of these diets. You know what Atkins did for me, Dr. Red?
What?
I dropped 30 pounds on the Atkins diet. I messed up my body so bad I couldn't have a normal bowel movement for over 3 years. But it did straighten out all my woman problems that I was having, because then I got pregnant after 10 years of trying and no success because I was too fat. So it was actually my hormone systems was messed up. So going on Atkins did actually help me lose a lot of weight. I did actually wind up being able to conceive another child, my last child. But the thing that it also did was mess up my digestive system and my kidneys. So,
Well, I used Atkins for a while to control seizures because I have brain cancer, and then they took out part of my brain. And the Atkins, modified Atkins, keeps down the seizures. So there is something to be said for controlling carbs and eating fat.
Well, if you realize our body is just a biological filter, and it's built of cells, we it's like gardening. You don't have to worry about your plants if you take care of your soil. That's the truth. You know? So if you garden by soil, then you're gardening ahead. So if you look at your body as the soil, garden ahead. Make sure you have the nutrients you need. Make sure the systems are functioning. I'm a huge naturopath.
If you decide to have these diets, I mean, I watch my 600-pound life, and these poor people are 600 to 1,000 pounds, these poor people. They need this surgery. I was just 150 pounds over, and I needed it because of the extra intestine and being half paralyzed because when they took out the brain tumor, they paralyzed half my body. But these people are huge, so they have made the decision. And sometimes they can have this traditional Roux-en-Y, which I did. Although he does them with the little scopes. He does endoscopies. I had the one where they cut. I'm Jewish, so they cut from my sternum to my pubic. So I don't wear any bikinis. It's from my sternum all the way down, and it looked like I had an autopsy.
Oh my God. Autopsy.
But one surgery, a lot of transfusions, one surgery, and I was done. Years, I thought when they did the banding, I thought they put a rubber band around you and boom, you're done. You have more than one procedure.
So what happens with the lap band? Okay, first you have to do, like with all these surgeries, is 2-week liquid diet before going into it. That was hard. I had to do an extra week because my potassium was too low. So 3 weeks of liquid diet, and that sucked. I'm not going to lie. Anyways, when they actually do the procedure, what they do is they put a band around your esophagus going to your stomach, you know, the tube going from your mouth to your stomach, they put a tube on there. Okay. Now, if you curl your index finger to your thumb and you see the sections between your finger joints, how they puff up like little pillows when you curl it, that is what a band looks like around your thing. You have to go around your tube to your stomach. You have to go every month to get a fill. And the fill, they put a port in you, a port that has a tube to the band that goes around your stomach. So they inject saline solution into the port every month. Then it fills up the band to tighten it back up. And then during the course of the month, it dissipates and the band becomes looser. And then they fill up those little pillows again, you know, with that port. So every month you have to go in for injections for like the first year. I went in the first month, I lost some weight. The second month, I gained weight. I was like, what? No. And that's when I looked at my surgeon. I just want to say Dr. Schlesinger from Tempe, St. Luke's in Tempe, Arizona, amazing man. He looks just like Dr. House from the program, House MD, whatever it is. Hugh Laurie, that's what I'm thinking of. He looks just like him, and he acts just like him, too. I'm pretty sure they did the character structure off of Dr. Schlesinger. But I looked at this man, and I was livid. I said, what? I just went through all of this, and now I've gained weight? What? He just looked at me so cool. Just like, and picture Mr. Hagen, Dr. House, because that's who this guy looks like. He goes,
what can you eat that's bigger than a smoothie straw?
Huh?
What can you eat
I'll tell you. McDonald's, frappes, frappuccinos, whatever they are, I love them. Starbucks, I hate you guys. I love you guys. You're so darn good and bad for me at the same time.
Yeah, there's sugar and whipped cream and all that stuff.
Sugar, fat, cream, you name it. So he just told me, he said, I'm going to make this so easy for you, CJ. I said, okay, do. He said, if you keep your butt on the couch, you're going to get fatter. If you keep putting crap in your mouth, you're going to get fatter. Do you get it? Oh, my God. He was so rude. I loved it. It was like, oh, how dare he? And I just looked at him. I said, you know what? We're never having this conversation again. Ask Dr. Schlesinger. Go ask him if he's had this conversation again. But he'll say, no, but she looks good, doesn't she? So what happened with that is when he told me, I was just shocked and I was embarrassed. This is a former Marine here. Hello. I'm ashamed. You know, I'm ashamed that I let myself get in this. I should know better. But that did it for me. That was it. He said, what are you eating? I told him, he said, no, you're drinking more calories than if you ate a candy bar. Stop it. And I'm like, oh, my God. I hate it when he's wow. right. I love it that he's right. And that did it for me. I went back the next month for my third and final fill. And I actually didn't go for a fill, but I went to his office, and while he's doing filling, he's like, wow, you really dropped that weight. And he says, you're doing great. He said, so we'll see you next time. I said, well, actually, I don't think I'll need any more fills. I didn't need it this time. I didn't test it, you know. I just got smarter and realized my body is a biological filter. It will grow to whatever shape and size I let it by the actions that I do. We are all objective art subjected to whatever we are subjecting our bodies to.
I am obsessed with the stupid BMI, the body mass indicator.
Why?
And I hate it, but I'm obsessed with this thing. You get on the scale and you find out, you know, you're this weight, so I'm 5'2", and then you find out how many pounds you are, and I put that in, and then it says your BMI is this, and if it goes down to fractions. And when I get to the point where it says normal, I'm so excited when it gets to a point where it says overweight, I go,
So, okay, well, here's my take on that, Dr. Ed. Stop it, because you're torturing yourself. In hospice, they teach you this really wonderful term, quality of life. Live healthy, live happy, and live in balance with how, you know, and then accept that your lifestyle is determining your body. Accept that, because it's the truth. You're in a physical world, physical reactions happen. If you start
One day I will be over it and I'll go, oh my God, I gained a pound.
Exactly, and you'll obsess. You know what? Your body's weight fluctuates something like 3 to 7 pounds daily.
I know. Well, we talk about this business with the poop. I must tell you, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read you when we come back from break, because we only have 2 minutes. When we come back, I'm going to read you something from the Uncensored Health 25 Forbidden Cures that you can have today. And this is from the Alliance for Advanced Health. They have another side of bypass. And so I'm going to read you a little bit from that. But there are complications that come with having the bypass. Now, I've told you that I think it's the best surgery of all this, except for taking out my brain tumor, the best surgery that's ever happened to me. But there are things that come along with having this surgery. And we talked about poop. And then it also has another hidden side effect. So we're going to talk about that when we get back, because there's no way I'm going to open that subject 1 minute before a break. But that's the thing is, this is so hyped now. You see it everywhere. I mean, we drive down the highway, freeway, whatever. I'm an Army brat, so there's lots of names for those, for the turnpike, highway, freeway, whatever. We drive along that thing, and there are billboards everywhere for bypasses. It's like having your nails done.
Yeah, so it's a little frightening. It's a big money business, you know.
It's not a simple procedure. Holy cow! Okay, we're out.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
Do you or somebody you love have a struggle with abuse? You don't need to be a slave to your abuse anymore. Listen for Beyond Abuse, Beyond Therapy, Beyond Anything with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Dr. Lisa overcame struggles in her own life. 2 decades of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse nearly took their toll. In her 20s, she turned her life around and set upon a path to help others. She can help you find the key to take control of your life, too. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with my doppelganger, CJ. Somebody just stretched her out before baking because she's a foot taller than me. But otherwise, we're identical. So every now and then you can see us together. And when you want to find us in a crowd, you just look for the tall redhead and then I'll be next. So
like the red balloon next to you.
here's CJ. And we're talking about things that kind of come along with the surgery, but they don't tell you. So I wanted to wait till afterwards because at least in my case, I don't know about with the lap band, but there's a little side effect. It's called flatulence. So, yeah.
That sounds like a lot of hot air to me.
Oh, boy, is it a lot of hot air. But sometimes it's fragrant and sometimes it's not. So I discovered, and I don't remember how I discovered these people, but they have a product called Flat D. It's Flat a wonderful D. product. If you express yourself a lot from your other orifice, and there was a joke going around a long time ago because I do belong to Mensa. That's how I found that lady. And so a lot of Mensas think they're very smart and the brain runs the world and the body. So the brain and the other orifice were having an argument one day, and the brain says, "Oh, I control everything. You know, I can tell." The nose and the mouth to stop and you'll run out of breath and you'll die. And the other end says, no, that's not going to make you die. He said, I can shut my orifice. You'll back up with and you'll go septic and you'll die. Because, you know, the closing your nose and mouth, that's an autonomic response. And pretty soon you'll just automatically open up and start breathing again. But if I back you up with you're going to die.
So in the poop dirt.
I know. I win.
Yeah. Oh, so, it's on the commode. That's not going to be fun.
So here you go. The a-holes win.
The ass-holes get us again.
Yes. So here's the deal. I love my surgery. I couldn't live without it. I had literally no other problems. I didn't have some of the stuff they're going to discuss in here. I didn't have dumping. I didn't throw up a lot. I didn't go back to overeating because I didn't overeat. It was wonderful, but when it comes to expressing my opinions with air, and in the South where I come from, we call that having the vapors.
She's having the vapors down below.
I have the vapors. I use this little product. It's kind of like a sanitary napkin for women, but it's made of charcoal. So any of you out there who have ever had this surgery or are considering this surgery, there's this one minor problem and you can correct it. You just get these little things, you put them inside your unmentionables and you wear charcoal and you're fine.
HEPA filters for your panties.
Yes,
for the back.
They're wonderful. I cannot live without them. They will deliver them to your house monthly in an unmarked envelope. People don't even know you're doing that. So
I want to say for the record, Dr. Ed, I've known you for a while now, and I've never known before today that you use that product. So I just want to say it works, because I didn't even know that was an issue until you told me today.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I actually didn't go to something once because I ran out and I wouldn't go because I don't want to toot and tell. So
Dr. Ed does not stink. That's why.
Okay. So now, I have this wonderful book on because I'm an alternative healer, so this is a wonderful book, but it says, warning, mainstream is hiding weight loss, surgery, deaths. Now, I'm telling you, there is so much advertising for weight loss surgery. That's wonderful. But people do die. So you need to check this out. And it says malnutrition and absorption of nutrient problems are common. Many people find their bodies are literally starving. So one 9-year study of people from Pennsylvania uncovered 440 deaths and found that the 5-year death rate after gastric bypass was an unacceptable 6%. Now, I don't know what the acceptable rate is. They said an unacceptable 6%. They didn't say
these
what
people
percent.
Were literally dying to live. They were dying to live. It's unacceptable.
There are surgical deaths as well, but when you look at some of these people, they didn't say what their morbidity was, because I watched this show, My 600-Pound Life, and I don't know how families and doctors let these people get this way, but when you watch that show, somebody is like 800-900 pounds and they can't move, and then they go for the surgery. Give me a break. Who let them get that way?
Well, they did. I'm sorry, but I'm all about self-accountability. You know who let me get this way? I did. When I got really big, it was me. You know why? I was putting the food in my mouth. Your body is your vehicle. You are the pilot. Your spirit is the pilot. Get that. Your brain is your onboard CPU. My D12 program I told you about coming up, we'll introduce that at some point in the world. But people have to be aware that if they don't take control, it's not up to somebody else to feed them or take care of them. It's up to them.
Okay, we can talk about the enablers, too. They survive the bypass, and then they have either drug or alcohol addiction. And I told you, if you don't fix what the addiction was to begin with, you're going to go to another addiction. So they'll go to drug or alcohol or something else. So they'll replace the food addiction. So that's addiction transfer.
Mine was work, yes.
And so they might come up with something like that. Also, now, see, we paid $25 for ours, but because we're both military.
Right.
The average cost of a gastric bypass is $23,000 to $25,000.
And for you to have to go back and have more work after that, it was a failed operation. Not that the operation itself wasn't a success, but the point of having that operation was to help you change your life. It wasn't going to be a life-changing surgery. That's up to you. It's a surgery. It is life-changing if you change your life. Bariatric vitamins, pre-op to lap band, in the counseling, they tell you the importance of bariatric vitamins and all that. I'm going to be honest. As at the time, I was operating in my life as a single mom, although I've been married. I was separated for a short time. I didn't buy the vitamins. Why didn't I buy the vitamins?
Because they're expensive.
So expensive. Oh, my God. I'm like, I don't even spend this on my food bill. I can't do these vitamins. Forget it. So what did I do?
I think bariatric vitamins are more expensive than prenatal vitamins.
They are. They really are. My operation was a huge success, though it failed me at losing weight, And the reason it did was my perspective. My perspective was, I want this surgery. It's going to help me lose weight. Not, I want this surgery. It's going to help me figure out how to change my habits. It's going to buy me some time to rearrange my life and figure out some better habits for me. We do get addictions. We do stuff socks, dirty socks in the wrong hole. I don't know where this goes, and I've got a hole. Just grab that and stick it in here. I'm going to have some of this food, or I'm going to have some of this beer or whatever. I don't know. But you're right. The addictions is a huge part of the aftermath. If you're not prepared for psychologically losing over 100 pounds, it's like one day you're there and people are smiling at you, and the next day they're like, hey, you look good.
The only problem with this, we're talking about us personally, and I think half of the problem is society, because having been on both sides of this, and both of us have, I started as a model, and I don't know if part of my psychology didn't help gaining the weight. I know it was a physical problem in my case. But when I was young and I got to puberty and I got to be 38, 22, 38, or 20, and I had these monster bazongas and a teeny tiny waist, and people said I looked like Sophia Loren, and everybody was chasing me. It's hard to be a good Jewish girl and have guys chasing you and falling all over you, and I'm going, leave me alone! you know, it's hard.
I know what you mean. You still have that problem, and I love it because I see you and your husband go places. You know, we've been in different events and things, and I'll see how men look at you, and it's so funny. And Superman, you know, your husband, I call him Superman. He smiles, and he's just like, I don't know if I like this. I don't really like him.
He didn't like it because we took a picture at the Greater San Diego Chamber, and we were standing there, and they snapped this picture, and he goes, "Oh my God, I look like your father." I said, I'm sorry.
Oh, he's so silly. He looks good.
He's adorable.
But, you know, he's your Superman. He's adorable. You guys look great together. But he is, you're right. You go places, people look, and you are treated different than if you were big. And I want to say, for the record, I've always been, people have treated me very well. Not always, like in my adult life.
But
I've been treated very well.
You were heavy because, now see, I've been thin. Now, and my husband he joined the Navy during college, so he was a seaman. My mother almost had a heart attack because she was from a rich family, Jewish family in the South, and she did not like seeing him in a sailor suit. But as soon as he got his commission and he was an officer, oh, that's all right, darling. So
now you won't be borrowing my money to live.
So he went from lieutenant all the way up through commander, and everywhere we went, when I was thin, it was okay. When I was fat, nobody wanted to hear my opinion. Nobody wanted to be my friend. And then as soon as I got thin again, everybody wanted to hear my opinion. You know what? I had the same IQ the whole time.
I did not have that problem because I'm 6'2" and I'm redheaded. Okay, so I was like, yes, of course we want to hear your opinion. I don't know
or
if
else.
I actually said that, less did I care.
So it's the fat shame.
Oh, I love you.
So I want people not to be intimidated by fat shaming. This is an opinion you have to make for yourself. This is a
There's
choice
no point.
You have to make for yourself, because we're going to pull the angel card. We got a couple minutes before the break. This is such a monumental choice you have to make. First of all, you have to be a certain weight before you qualify. But fat shaming is so rampant in this country that you got to make this choice for yourself. You can't let society go, ew, and that's why you want this surgery.
No, I chose it for myself because I started having heart issues, and I didn't like how I looked. I'm too pig-headed, really, to care about people find me attractive or not.
You? Yeah.
And I'm a little funny about that. Like, literally at 15, I was scouted to be a model with one of our nationwide agencies.
See, there
and
you
I
go.
Said, no, I'm not paying. I'm not paying to do modeling classes or anything, and I'm not going to buy headshots and stuff. No. And they're like, no, you don't understand. In this contract, we pay for everything. We just really, and I'm like, yeah, no. And my dad was livid because I threw away the contract. He was livid because he's an artist and only likes things of beauty, or so I thought. And I went in the Marine Corps, and that broke his heart because he's like, why would you go in the Marine Corps? And I can be a pretty Marine. I showed up to boot camp. I was the only person in boot camp, showed up to basic training in Paris Island. Everybody's wearing jeans and T-shirts. I'm wearing an Egyptian bottleneck, lovely, lovely cotton skirt down to the ankles. It's beautiful shape, nice white cotton blouse, to go with it, camp style, little gold earrings. My drill instructor was like, what do we think we are? A model from Paris, France? I'm like, she don't got my number and I don't got hers.
Yeah, that lasted a minute.
No,
right?
I thought I was supposed to be professional. It was quite funny. But no, the whole fat shame thing, you're absolutely right on that. But the hospice thing, I'm going to keep throwing that in. Quality of life matters more. Quality of life more than counting numbers.
Okay, we're out.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
Do you or somebody you love have a struggle with abuse? You don't need to be a slave to your abuse anymore. Listen for Beyond Abuse, Beyond Therapy, Beyond Anything with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Dr. Lisa overcame struggles in her own life. 2 decades of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse nearly took their toll. In her 20s, she turned her life around and set upon a path to help others. She can help you find the key to take control of your life, too. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the lovely CJ, and you actually should call in because we have more fun on the breaks than we do during the show. and we swore Aaron to secrecy because that was a really funny break. I think on the promo it says something about we're going to learn about health and have fun too. I used to teach college. I was a dean in New Orleans. And in New Orleans, if you can write your name in cursive, you can get in. But I think they're not teaching cursive anymore. So dang it, y'all. I mean, you can just get in. I don't know what's happened to American education. But also in the same issue of Mensa, there was a guy who wrote a thing. Oh, stop it, phone. I'm in my office. Stop it. There was an article on oxymorons. So you can attend that hour if you know what an oxymoron is. I'm going to try and get the guy on because he does an entire article on oxymorons. Okay, so if you don't know what an oxymoron is, it's like military intelligence. Okay, everybody got that? He doesn't think there's any intelligence in the military. So that's a word that both syllables contradict each other. He had a whole page on oxymorons, and it's hysterical. So I would like to have him on to discuss the state of education in America, because this whole season we're talking about improving yourself. Because if you want to mate, according to Darwin's law of evolution, you're supposed to pick the best mate so you'll have the best offspring. And if we are cutting and slicing and dicing and making ourselves gorgeous and you pick the best looking one you got and you pick the best looking one he's got, and then there's no brains, you got a problem. Also, if you pick the best looking one and she picks the best looking one and then you have a baby and it comes out looking like a blip, what are you going to do? So here's
love it.
That's a,
who cares?
What? I don't know.
So you love it. It's a baby. Love it.
But the baby's going to come out looking like a basketball or something, and it's going to go, huh?
What? Yeah, you saw Snuggy Baby? No, it's a gorgeous baby.
Was it monkey? Yeah, was it baby monkey something? There was a three parts monkey thingy. Yeah, it's going to wonder, what the heck happened to me? So that's another whole show. We're going to do that. But today I've picked our angel card because every week we pick an angel card and a stone. And the divine spirit picks this for us. Whatever religion you are doesn't matter, because spirit is spirit. And it picked blue lace agate. And it said, and this is interesting because you're going to decide whether you want the surgery or not. So it says, do you feel like you keep missing opportunities? Do you wish to recognize opportunities when they knock? Have faith in divine timing that it's in play in your life, and believe that you are always in the right place at the right time. Now, this means if you're going to go look for that surgery, get a couple opinions. You will be in the right place at the right time. When I went to have the surgery, I had the bypass, but when I went to have the revisions on all that skin, and we're going to have the guy on that takes away all the skin. The first doctor said, no way I will do that. It's terrible. It's horrible. You're going to have so many surgeries. I went to another guy and he said, yeah, I can do that all in one surgery. We'll do it overnight. Second opinion was a good idea. So be in the right place.
Well, there's only one to hear anyways.
Yeah, you get a couple of opinions. Now, on the other side is always an angel. And the angel, are you ready for this? The angel of divine timing. So these are your affirmations for this week. Favorable opportunities present themselves to me in many ways. I recognize these opportunities and I follow through on their promise. I always seem to be in the right time at the right, in the right place at the right time. I enjoy the benefits of divine timing. And if you all don't remember, or you weren't here when I first told how I met CJ, I was in, now I'm an Army brat, so I think we say the PX, but or maybe it's the BX. I don't know. It's a BX. We were strolling down the aisles, and I'm really short. I'm 5'2". My husband, however, said, look over there, over the aisles. There's a redhead. I mean, this is a redhead. So I went, oh, and I went over there, and I met CJ in the PX.
I couldn't believe when I saw you. I said, whoa, the first thing I said to you, I remember. I was going to say, oh, I love your hair.
And I said, oh, I love your hair. That's how we met. So you're always in, I enjoy the benefits of divine timing. And we stood there talking so long. I don't know where Dave was, but Clark was holding my card. He said, are we going to do this forever? And I said, probably, yeah. So we were just talking.
He was there in paycheck for me to be able to shop there. So, you know, he had to work that day. But I wanted to say something about divine timing and on this subject that we're on being overweight, on being heavy. And we talk about divine timing. One of the biggest issues I had when I started gaining weight was I stopped doing things that I loved to do because I was embarrassed to be in a swimsuit.
Make it fast because we have to rant.
That party. It was, but no, it's with divine timing, so I'm going somewhere with it. I didn't do the things that I didn't want to do, but then I realized those were the divine timings and the opportunities because I was with people I love. So if you're embarrassed because you're overweight, stop being embarrassed. Get out there and grab life, and you'll grow back to you the right size. You will. That's all.
We have to get a rant in here really quick. You got a rant.
I've got a rant.
Okay.
Who's got a rant?
Ranting.
You want me to rant?
Real quick. Yeah.
Okay. My mom's rant. She's diabetic and they only sell a small amount of diabetic products at the Walmart. My rant is that we are doing too much damn marketing, getting away from people from the real things they need. Quit trying to sell them something they don't need. Start trying to market better, healthier things for people. Not more chemicals, more natural foods. You know what's the best diabetic food? Natural whole food. It's not in one aisle. It should be in all aisles. Fortunately, it's usually restricted to the produce aisle. That's my rant. Why are you guys selling us the bad stuff?
That's a pretty good rant. My rant is we never have enough time to talk to wonderful guests like CJ. And, you know, it's just there's so much to talk about this issue. And so we're going to talk about it a little bit more. We are going to be kind of interspersing these things as the guests are available, because we're going to talk about the skin revisions, not next week because he wasn't available. But my rant this week is I called so many doctors, you wouldn't believe it. And my plastic surgeon, bless his heart, his mother has leukemia and he found out on the day that we went to book him. So bless Dr. Batra and his mother. Please pray for his mother. Dr. Batra's mother has leukemia. And so my rant is I couldn't get another doctor to replace him no matter how hard I tried. So remember, guys, if you have the favorite rant of the month, you win a wig. And Tony, the vet, won last month, and we're going to ambush him and put a wig on him and take a picture.
Remember, I know him.
Yeah, Tony the vet, he's going to use it for his theatrics. We have closed down the foundation, but I will still be doing healings the second Saturday of every month with AVCO, the Americans for Veterans Coalition. So we'll still be doing healings. That's good.
And you've always done it for free, and you're still doing it for free. God bless you.
We're still going to be doing that. And so what I want to tell you about ranting, and I think ranting is good. It's a good way to get it out of your, you know, we have red hair, so we can just blow it out our ears anyway. So whatever makes you feel so crazy that you go nuts and blow it out your ears, then you could win the wig of the month and join the Redhead Society. But anybody could join the Redhead Society. Just post something on my page, you guys. It's there for you. You can rant anytime. Post something on the page. Become a member of the Redhead Society. And it's always okay to blow your wig, blow your top, but it's not okay to lose your mind.
That's right.
Never okay
with
to
your
lose
wig,
your mind.
You cannot lose your mind.
Yeah, because then you would not be a member of the Redhead Society, and we love you for that.
You're you. Enjoy being
And you will be back for another show. Next week is, we've done all this stuff, and it's going to be Prince Charming. Is that you? You've done all this stuff. How the heck do you know? I haven't dated since 1969. We got married in 69. We met in 64. We got married in 69.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.